Whatever, both sides. Whatever, both sides. We are gathered together tonight for Leil Tisha B'Av. The Leil Zeh Yivikun. This is the night when Am Yisrael cries and remembers . Now, we have to realize that this day of Tisha B'Av is not, as we may imagine, it is a day, one day of the year, when Tisha B'Av comes to its end, Matzoy Tisha B'Av, we wait another few hours till Chatzos, and we flock back to our Shabbos Nachamu. We flock back to our music, to our swimming pools, to everyday life. We might get the impression that Tisha B'Av is a moment of excitement, a moment we remember a past which we're not supposed to forget. And we get excited one day a year, and from the excitement we cry. In truth, Tisha B'Av is a one day of the year when the Jewish people, when we live in awe, in light, when we live with the truth. In Kinnus we say, Eich ez moach bepur, how can I be happy on Pesach, on Purim? How can we rejoice on Shabbos? And the question is really a good question. How can we rejoice when Shabbos comes? And the answer, the true answer is, because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. We go out of the world which we find ourselves in. We elevate ourselves to a different world. And over there in that world, we have find happiness. And Yom Tov is a day when the Argonus, the future light of Olam Haba, of the Mashiach, and we elevate ourselves out of this world. And when we're out of our world that we live in, we are Sameach, we are happy. But in the world that we find ourselves, most of our lives, and in the world which we find our true selves, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we elevate ourselves to funnel into our world Kedusha. But our everyday real world, there is one day a year when we face the truth and we make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, exactly where we are, who we are, and in what position do we stand? And Rabbi, in this day of Tisha B'Av, we use language and we talk about things which during the year we don't mention, we don't utter on our lips. We sweep under the carpet. We don't talk such language. But when the bomb is under the carpet, he doesn't stop to exist. And this is a day when we say the truth and we look it straight in the face. And this is a day when we are able to realize where are we and in what position do we find ourselves. In truth, we are in a position sitting on the floor, avelim, in mourning. This is the true position of the Jewish people. It is a hidden truth. Can I suggest a new reason to fast on Tisha B'Av? Maybe it's like a chasna deva's chuppah that he fasts. He shouldn't get drunk, he shouldn't be shikr, because he should go into his new position with utmost soberness. Maybe this is a day when we are completely sober. We have to face the truth and know the truth. And this is Tisha B'Av. And if we're lucky, on this day to take some of the truth with us for all year round. And I'm saying these words as a hakdama. I'm going to say tonight some words, some expressions, which I wouldn't say at a different time. But we say such terrible words on Tisha B'Av anyways. In Tichal Nunoshim Piryam, we describe the greatest tragedies. We open up all the books. Nothing is hidden in this day. Let us this day make a cheshbon hanefesh. Let us open up the books, let us see where are we holding. Of course, I'm not the one who is empowered to do this. But lo yalecha melacha ligmor, v'yata b'nei choyim lifotir mimeno. I'm just saying this as a word of bakashas mechile. If I'll have to say some expressions which I shouldn't have said. And we start off by crying, Eicho Yoshva Vodod. Eicho, Eich. How does it come about that we sit alone? What does it mean we sit alone? It's like someone going traveling on a bus, traveling to New York on a bus, and someone says, who'd you go with? I went alone. You went alone? There were 30 people on the bus with you. But there was no one who I know, there was no one who I loved, to accompany me. Eicho, how did it become that Yoshva Vodod, we are alone, and our beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our father, our mother, our brother, our sister, our children, our beloved, everything we find in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every beauty, and we are alone. Eicho, we scream, how did it become? And from our scream echoes Abasko Menashemayim, Eicho, has a different pronunciation. Ah, Yeko, where are you? It wasn't me who hid out from you, it was you who ran away. Ah, Yeko, where are you, Am Yisrael? Where are we? It is we who betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries and says, I am waiting for you. I am hoping for you. I am suffering for you. I am looking for you. Ah, Yeko, where are you? And you say, Eicho, how did it become? It became because you are the one who hides yourself from me. Ah, Yeko, where are we? It is a day when we are crying and being mekoinein on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal tell us that every generation has their own Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu Hanavi was mekoinein his churban beis hamikdash, that churban beis hamikdash. And we have to be mekoinein and describe our churban beis hamikdash. And of course, in truth, to describe a churban beis hamikdash, you have to be Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Maybe in this holy day, in this great day, when the Jewish people are crying, and crying, what does it mean to cry? To cry means to wash out your eyes. Our eyes, what are so blinded. There are so many cataracts, so many mechitzos between our eyes and the truth. And in this day of truth, let us wash out our eyes, and maybe even simple people like ourselves can see part of the truth. We are living, Rabbeisai, in a generation of a churban beis hamikdash. And I'm going to make some quotes from the kinus. And I'm going to try to describe in threefold. First of all, Churban Beis HaMikdash. In those days, in the ancient days when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, and those wounds which happened to us, which were never healed, which we still suffer from, which all our tzaddis, everything that we suffer from, is from that churban. That's one churban beis hamikdash. And then we'll discuss the second churban beis hamikdash, our own beis hamikdash of Am Yisrael. We must realize, Rabbeisai, that Am Yisrael bli ayin hara, kein yirbu v'chein yifroit, number today more than 15 million Jews, Hashem, Yishmarim v'yatzilim. And of these, I'm saying a wild estimate, I have no idea, but I'm sure there's more than 12 million Jews who are living today in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, who never heard, who never uttered Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this is a churban that has to be described. Of course we could say churban beis hamikdash in one word and put on our shoes. But in this day when we describe from a lot of ways of looking at things, let us talk a little bit about this churban beis hamikdash of Rav Ruboy, of the greatest part of Am Yisrael. And thirdly, let us describe one of two words of our own churban beis hamikdash. We, as Yirei Shemayim, we as Yirei Vishleimim, we as a beis hamikdash, let us investigate, is there a tzelem in our heichol? We know that before the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, it was already burnt. A bas kol came out and told the Nebuchadnezzar, "Kam chosachinos tachinto." You think you saw a beautiful building in front of you. Not every beautiful building is a real building. It could be it was already, the destruction lies within it. And let us cry a few moments tonight about the churbonos, about the cracks in our walls. It's true, we have today beautiful Bote Migdosh, beautiful Jewish homes, beautiful Bote Midrashim, and in them is Beach with fire of Yerushalayim. It's true, the Baruch Hashem, we find fire of Yerushalayim. But how many churbanos were there while the Mizbeach was burning? And while the Kohenim Lobavaydasam Leviim Beshir of Zimram, and the Churban was in the Beis HaMikdash. And these are the Churbanos that we have to discuss tonight. Not Tafkin in this discussion. But every Yid has to make the Cheshbon HaNefesh. In the moment of truth, in this day when we wash out our eyes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the day when you can see where are we. We have to see all aspects of Churban and all Churbanis that are so tragic in our generation especially. In the kinnus we'll read tomorrow, and there was a kinnus called Alalaili, woe is to me, woe is to us, woe is to me. And he starts off with the most tragic, tragic story. And it's obvious that it's tragic because this is the only place where there's an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is such a question. Im techal no noshim piryam. How did it happen that Noshir Machmonios, out of hunger, out of all kinds of tragedies, came to the position, Im techalnu Noshim Piryos oilele tifuchim? Children that were measured by tifuchim. Do you know what tifuchim means? By tfuchim. Which means every time this child used to grow a tefach, his mother used to measure him and give a tefach of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Children that were grown up in Kedusha V'Taira, every inch of this child was duplicated with a piece of gold in front of Hashem Yisbarach. How did it happen? Techal Noshim Piryam Alalaili. Woe is to me if this is what happened to us. Rabbi Sai, Yirmiyahu Hanavi was crying and was saying, Alalaili, woe is to me if Noshim should eat their Piryam. What would Yirmiyahu have said if we'll take the words and turn them around? Im tachilena Noshim Piryam. If women, if mothers can give to eat their children, Nevelis to Treifois, Shkotim v'rimoshim, Rachmono l'tzlan. How many mothers, Yiddish mothers, give their children ham sandwiches in the morning and eggs and bacon at night? Alalaili, woe is to me, woe is to us. Where is the Yirmiyahu that can utter and say the cry? What is worse, Rabbi Isai? What is worse? I once heard Rabbi Isai a story, and it's an emes emaise, and it's a true story, Rabbi Isai. It happened not too long ago, because the one I heard the story from, Zangezunt, he told me he was there in Raden. He wasn't Mamash Bashas Maisa, but he knows the story firsthand. In Raden there was a bacher, an elderly bacher, a tzaddik, a Talmud Chochim, Mamash Agadol, a big, great Talmud Chochim. And he was a Ben Yochid, and one and only son to his father, an old father. And Bavariseinu Harabim, his bacher got sick, and he was Shovik Chaim L'chol Yisrael. He left his life over to all of the Yiddish kinder. And they were sitting there, the Rosh Yeshivas were wondering, how do we break the news to the old man? It's Sakonis Nefoshis. It's a danger of life. It will tell this old father, his Ben Yochid, his one and only son, passed away. So what they do? They went down to the old man where he lived. And they said, you know, they started talking to him. They said, we're sorry to tell you, your son, lately he's being a little makil. He's cooling off a little bit in mitzvahs. He's not as careful. He's not as careful as he should be. And he's not keeping the mitzvahs the way he should. And the old man says, oi! Oi! What's about Shabbos? And they say, Shabbos also isn't the way it should be. And they start hinting that Shabbos is no good. And the man gets up and says, Ribbono shel Olam, Alavai, he should die. So they say, it's true, he died. So he says, Baruch Hashem. After the man got used to the idea that his son died, Miroi Simcha, then they told him the truth. It's true that your son died. But he died as a tzaddik, as a kaddish, without any pagam. This was the simple, the most simple machshavah, the most simple element that every simple Yiddish father had. That he knew that he'd rather that his child, his one and only son, should not be in the world, should be dead, rather than chas v'sholim be makil the mitzvahs. So which cry is worse? Im pechalnu noshim piryam or lelei tipuchim or im tachileno? So many Jewish mothers, what are they giving? What food do they give to their children? In Kinnis we describe a most terrible, the Gemara in Gittin describes it, a most terrible tragedy. On one stone, the Gemara says, there are 3 times 40 saw, 3 piles of tefillin, of tzitzos tefillin, piles of tefillin of Nebuch, of the ones that were killed during the Churban. And the Gemara and the Navi cries on this tragedy, oi, piles of tefillin, hundreds and thousands of pairs of tefillin, and these precious heads, these precious minds, these precious batei mikdash, these precious heads were no more, were destroyed. And the Navi cries and we cry, oi, here is a tefillin, but where are the heads? Oi, Navi, Navi, what would you say if you would see not thousands of tefillin without heads, but thousands of heads without tefillin? Rabbi, I ask you, what is worse, tefillin without a head or a head without tefillin? We are fathers of children. We are mothers of children. Let us decide once and for all. Would we rather, Rahmana l'Islam, a head without tefillin? Wouldn't we rather tefillin, Rahman al-Islam? There should be tefillin, and the head should be in Gan Eden. Only when Am Yisrael was crying for 2,000 years of those precious tefillin, where are those heads? And now we have to cry, those precious heads, where are the tefillin? And there is a description, a terrible description. Im tigoizna peyos roishehem lachmano litzlan, the rishoyim arurim, those terrible hands of Amalek, that tied up the Yiddish payers, that tied up Yiddish payers to flying horses, Rachman al-Islam, and schlepped them through the streets. And we cry, Alleluia, woe is to me. Oi, Navi, Navi. If you can cry on that tragedy of those precious payers tied onto those terrible horses, how would you cry if you see wonderful parents taking their children into barbershops and cutting off their payers, Rachman al-Islam, and not leaving any sign of Yiddishkeit, any sign of Judaism for the children? And we have to sit on this precious day and figure it out and point out point after point. Where are we? On what position do we find ourselves? On who are we availing? And this is the second Churb which we are discussing. But now let us for a moment talk about the third Churban. Let's talk about ourselves. We that we are burning with Yer Shamayim, let us make a Cheshben HaNefesh this moment. Rabbeisai, I'd like to make a small observation for a moment. When you go to a Chasana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, that there will be a lot of Chasanas, many Simchis B'Zechus, this wonderful day, there will be Simchis Bayidin. And you see, everyone is dancing, everyone is happy, there's a circle, everyone is dancing around the chasen and kala, and the simcha is wonderful. And someone says, who is the father of the chasen? And he says, I don't really know, I came from the kala side. Can't you tell? I can't tell. Everyone is dancing together. There's a circle, I can't tell who is the father, and who is the brother, and who is the sister, and who are mechutanim. And who's the photographer? And who is the kablan of the deer that came to ask for money? I can't tell. Everyone is dancing. When you go to a levaya, you go to a funeral, not everybody is crying. Over there you could tell exactly who is the husband, who is the wife, who is the father, who is the mother, who are the children. It is so obvious. Everyone is crying differently. And those who came, because Chazal tell us, Haroyes Ames, Veinoy Malavehu, is he over Aleg Ladosh? Everyone who passes by has to go along, but they don't cry. They have a very sober face, but they don't cry. And all of a sudden you see someone who is crying, you know that he's a relative. You know that he is close to the heart of this Avelus, and only few and special people cry. Rabbeisai, we sit around a Pesach table, and everything is happy, and everything is gleaming, and every Yiddish house has a Pesach table. Isn't that beautiful? But you can't tell who are the ones who love Hashem Yisbarach. Who are the mechutanim, the true mechutanim of this Pesach? Who are the real mechutanim of this Shavuos? Everyone is in the sukkah. Simchas Torah, we go in a circle, everyone is dancing. But Tisha B'Av, Rabbeisai, let's look for the mechutanim. I don't want to say it. It's hard for me to say it, but it's a night of truth. I haven't found him yet. Where is the mechutan? Where is the one who's close to the avelus? Where are those who love Hashem Yisbarach? Where are the ones who are shedding tears? Where are the ones that have to be calmed down? We're all coming along. We have sober faces. We're all bothered by the situation. We sit on the floor. Everyone is here for the Levaya. We're all availing. Sudam Avsekes, we sit on the ground. And the halacha, that's Aninus, Mason Mutalafanov. But where are the beloved ones? Where are the ones who are close to Hashem Yisborach? Where are the ones that are really bothered in their hearts, that it really bothers them? The Avelus that we had described previously. Where are the ones that hear the cry, Ayeka, that hear the love of Hashem Yisborach? Where are the ones that scream, Yishakeini Minashika Ispihu, Ribbono Shel Olam, I miss you? Eicha Yoshev Vador, I am alone. We are the ones that scream, we are alone. And here we run into a problem. We have to cry. We have to cry on this day. And Rabbi Sai, this is the third cry that we're discussing tonight. And the greatest cry. Let us call it, just give it a title. The great cry on the dried eyes. Our eyes are dry. Yirmiyahu Hanavi, Skrend Meyitin Roshimayim. And he saw an Am Yisrael, Shom Yoshavnu Gabochinu Bezochreinu Etzion. And why did Am Yisrael cry? Why shouldn't they cry? They were sitting al Naris Bavel, and they bit their fingers off. Why shouldn't they cry? But this is Sheker, Rabbi Sai. Am Yisrael is crying. Do you know why Am Yisrael is crying? It's a pasuk. Mitzauni hashoyimim hasayivim bo'ir. Hikuni pitzauni. Shleim HaMelech in two words describes the rivers, the oceans of blood and tears. Hikuni pitzauni. Nasu redide me'alai. They took my crown from me. And then we add, we say, Hishbati eschem b'nois Yerushalayim. I beswear you, you neighbors of Yerushalayim. Im timtzu esdoidi. If you will come across my beloved one, if you will see my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell him, Ki choylas ahava oni. I am sick from ahava. And the Goyen explains it in so many words. Al tagidu lo shum davar. Don't tell him anything. Don't describe Auschwitz. Don't describe Spanish Inquisition. Don't describe Churban Beis HaMikdash. Don't describe the oceans of blood. Just tell him one thing is what really bothers me. Ki choylas ahava oni. And the Goyen says in these words, Zeshu nifrad mimeni, koshe mikol dovor. This is what bothers us. Where are the mechutanim, Rabbi said, where are we? Ayeka, where are you? Churban Beis HaMikdash. I want to continue with Rabbi Sai, and I want to talk about a certain important nekuda, which in my humble opinion is the greatest tragedy of our generation, and is something that in this moment of truth, in this day when our eyes are to a certain extent washed and clean and cleansed, we cannot help seeing. We talk and we speak about a spiritual holocaust. And it is true, and there's nothing that we can do to deny it. What is being done, and what has been done, after Hitler, Rahman al-Islam, is worth, by numbers, and in echos, the Nachman al-Islam, than the great Khurban of the third of the Jewish people. We know that Chazal tell us, Godol ha-machti yoyseh men al-hargoi. It is worse to make someone choyte than to kill him. And we know what we are living through in our last generation. But Rabbi Sai, I'd like to stop for a moment that the idea of machtiyoi, the idea of causing someone to sin, that you are actually killing him, is an idea. It's the absolute truth, but there is a certain limit to this truth. Because kol ha-mechuber el ha-chayim yesh bitachon, sof kol sof, whatever is attached to life, there is hope. We have seen our generations, in our last generations, people who were nebuch, in the most segregated, in the lowest madrege of death, of spiritual death, in the Memtes or the Nunshari Tumah, and they were in all halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, if they would have had religious parents, the halacha would command them to sit shiva. But still, while they are living, while they are breathing, there is a possibility, and Baruch Hashem, a probability of Tchias HaMesim. But Rabbi Sai, there is one form, there is one and only form of chet, of death, of spiritual death in the Jewish Torah, in our Torah, which is a one-way street, Rachmon al-Etzlan. It is eternal death, and there is no Tchias HaMesim. And this is Rachmon al-Etzlan. If a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish girl, that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that part of him that created a child, part of this Jew actually became a goy, actually became lost from the Jewish people, and there is no way to bring it back. Even if this child should convert, it is not this man's son. It is a cotton shenoyla dummy. Let us talk for a moment, Rabbi Sai, without the spiritual tragedy. Let us talk about the actual physical tragedy that is going on. It is actually and physically parts, thousands, great parts of the Jewish people are being torn away and are being killed and dying forever. Today we have reached an epitome of the Nesui Taruvos, Rachmon al-Etzlan, that never before was in the history of the Jewish people. And if we think in the time of Ezra, Sofer had anything to do with what's going on today, it's because we have no idea how to learn up what it says in the pasuk over there. People who have their heads on the right side say that we reached an average in the world. It's going over 50%, Rachmon al-Etzlan, Rachmon al-Etzlan. This is a factual holocaust. Hundreds and thousands and millions of Jewish boys are being deadened, are being killed, torn away from the Jewish people forever and ever. And this is a sin. This is a chet that carries with it spiritually. The worst tahoim, the worst madrega, Avraham Avinu stands in the Pesach of Gehenim and doesn't let his children in Gehenim besides this man who chas v'sholem married a goy. And Rabbeisai, this is something which we have to think about and give a din v'cheshbon about. This is a tragedy of all tragedies. And when Ezra Seifer talks about it, and you see how he described it, and Ezra Seifer, which is mentioned in Chazal, has a demon to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chazal tell us that there was a demon to Moshe Rabbeinu, but here Ezra Seifer says, when I heard this, I fell on my face, for epol al ponai, and I tore my hair, for eshev mishoymeim, I couldn't open my mouth. What can I say? If there is no back, there is no return. And at night when he finally was able to talk, what did he say? Elokai boishti v'nichlamti lahorem elokai ponei alecha. He wasn't able to say kaperna. He just said, I'm embarrassed. Boishti kevin yiseinu rabu. And the Jewish people came to him. They said, yesh mikvah Yisrael alzeh. Is there a mikvah Yisrael? Here is a problem which we have no way out. And this is a tragedy that's going on. And thousands and thousands. I was not long ago in Santiago, in a town in South America, and a young man, a tidy young man, comes to me with tears in his eyes, and he says, I called up a goy to an aliyah. I called up in a goy to. So I said, you called a goy to an aliyah to say for Torah? He says, yeah. A fellow comes in, a yid comes in with his son. He wants to teach him bar mitzvah. And here for a year I taught him Yiddishkeit, I taught him bar mitzvah, and I gave him an aliyah, and he said the maftir. And after bar mitzvah the mother came, and someone whispered to me, she's non-Jewish. And these are hundreds and thousands. And they're mixing within us. And there will come a day, Rachmanu Lislan, we won't know what's happening to us. The beauty, the Kedusha, Shivtei Ka, the Yud Kei, the name of Hashem, which was witnessed on the purity of the Jewish people, that's what brought us out of Mitzrayim. Who will say witness of the Jewish people? This is the Churban which we have to talk about. And Abayisai, let me continue to our own Churban. And here is where I'm bringing in my Hakdama again, if I'm being too sharp. Maybe I shouldn't say everything that I'm saying, but I believe that it's a moment of truth. Let us make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, let us make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. We, B'nai Teire, we, Tamid HaChachomim, we who have built Batei Mikdash, and our house is burning for Yerushalayim, we are not worried about this problem in our circles. But let us make a Cheshbon HaNefesh HaBaisai. We know from history the world is very cruel. We know from history the world had earthquakes. The world had tornadoes. Just 45 years ago, there was a great earthquake that turned over the whole world. And a third of the world was destroyed. And two-thirds of the world was dispersed all over the world. And parents lost their children and lost contact with their children. And parents who were so sure that their children will be forever with them. And came with the terrible earthquake and turned things over. And we know that earthquakes come in all kinds of forms. But let us make the Cheshbon HaNefesh. What are we doing? guarantee for ourselves